So basically, that's what they're trying to do. Is there the two groups of police on either side of the protesters are trying to squeeze everybody out on either side, east or west?
Correct. So you have the majority of protesters are on the sidewalks now. There are only four protesters in the middle of the street, and then four police vehicles with their lights on, and then a few hundred officers, Phoenix police officers, in full riot gear. They've stopped for now, but every once in a while they take a few steps forward.
We're listening to live coverage from Corbin Carson in downtown Phoenix of the protests that broke out after the Donald Trump rally at the Phoenix Convention Center. Am I right, Corbin? Are you right by the Chase building there, the tallest building in downtown Phoenix? Is that right where you are at this point?
No, I am right next to the Arizona Republic. I am just on the east side of the Arizona Republic on Van Buren and 2nd Street.
Gotcha. Okay. So, all right. And the police continuing to move slowly forward? Or have they stopped?
No, they've stopped. Okay. So they've stopped. Protesters have given them a wide berth. So they're about 50 to 100 feet back now. Again, that threat of pepper spray coming any minute now. But so far, we've come to another impasse. As police are holding their ground and protesters, albeit on the sidewalks, are holding their ground.
Corbin Carson is live downtown. We have continuing coverage of the protest and police presence after the president's address to a group of supporters in a rally in downtown Phoenix tonight. Corbin, have you seen any arrests?
Not yet. I haven't seen any arrests. Some police are coming down on the sidewalks telling media to move along also. But as of yet, I have not seen anyone arrested.
And a little earlier, this is maybe slightly outdated information. Phoenix Fire had let us know a little while ago that they had not treated any serious injuries. So you hope that continues to be the case, but it is still an active situation and downtown situation. You are listening to live coverage of President Trump's rally in downtown Phoenix at the Phoenix Convention Center, where a couple 10,000 people saw the president speak last night. And you've got a situation that after the rally ended, there were protesters waiting outside. Even though the rally goers had gone out a separate entrance, the protesters decided to engage police, throw items at them, and that's when they attempted to disperse this crowd and have had fairly mixed results until now. It looks like Mike Russell, things are starting to maybe reach an end. We're not sure. It could reignite at any moment, but I would say
we thought at one point that all the protests were peaceful and that the rally was letting out and things were going well. And you just never, with a situation like this and emotions that are this high and people that have now been for the past hour and a half have been gassed in some manner, and these people might react and this might spark up at any second.
All right, let's go back to Corbin Carson in downtown Phoenix. Corbin, things changing?
Yeah, new details, guys. So the riot police, all a couple hundred of them, have now moved back across to Van Buren, and the four police cars and maybe eight or so riot police remaining are also taking slow steps back. I guess this would be sort of a peace pipe, if you will, is what I would take this gesture. Both the other time and this one is moving forward, saying, hey, get out of here, and then moving back like, hey, we're not pushing you, but then, hey, get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe that is the move here.
Wow. You know what? And this also, the effect that this also has on the protesters is confusion. They're not sure what the police are going to do next. They're not running at them. They're not throwing things at the police aren't throwing things. They're not shooting pepper balls at them like they were earlier. They're moving forward slowly, and then they're moving back slowly. And I think that puts a little confusion in people's minds, and they're not really sure what to expect, which, of course, can then lead to people going, well, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm just going to go home.
Right, maybe. And also, you know what? I think it is, I'm on the street here, and I can't speak to the motives of the police, but I would see it as a sign of non-aggression. So instead of just the constant, berating that we just heard from the police, move or you will be arrested, move or you will be pepper sprayed, instead it's more of a contract, kind of an understanding that it looks like they're trying to have with folks that say, hey, look, you need to move, you will be arrested, but, we're not going to force you all the way down to Polk, now that I know the name of that street.
right, exactly. Well, we'll continue to monitor what's going on in downtown Phoenix. A speech that at times was a little rambly when the president decided to get off of the teleprompter, but at other times he was kind of hitting it dead on, I thought, tonight, Mike. And even actually got the crowd pretty worked up, but it was when he was on off script, too, I thought, tonight.
And we saw a little... I think we saw a little bit of on and off script. I think we saw a little of the glance at the teleprompter, stay on your bullet points, and then we saw some very, very unhinged off script as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. He talked about the wall tonight. He did mention Joe Arpaio, but did not say that he was going to actually officially pardon him. Talked about immigration and talked about a lot of other things that we thought we'd be talking a lot about tonight, but instead we've been covering this protest in downtown Phoenix that broke out after the crowd started leaving the convention center. The great part about what happened tonight is that those two crowds did not mingle. The folks leaving, the Trump supporters, left out a different entrance from where the protesters were standing by. And so the Phoenix Police Department did a great job in keeping these two crowds separate. Let's go back real quickly to Corbin Carson in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah, just a quick wrap-up. So after that last move back, and again, protesters did not advance. They stayed out of the street, and now police are visibly taking off their riot gear and putting them in cars as if to say, look, we're leaving, and people are staying out of the street now. So, and police cars are driving away right now, and it looks like, for the most part, police are going on their side, but clearly they are taking off their riot gear, and this could be over.